Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Welcome to episode number 9 of the In the Limelight podcast. Today's episode brings a lovely lady, another Instagram influencer who started out in her very, very early years playing dress up with her mom's clothes and then moving into retail and helping ladies in the stores pick out outfits. And she just knew all along that she loved fashion and that somewhere along the line, she was gonna make that a part of her life. So after becoming a mother of 3, she decided that that's exactly what she was going to do because she loves to write and loves to take pictures in beautiful clothing. I'm going to present to you now, Sharon Clear. Enjoy. All right, everybody, we are in the limelight, and I've got a really special influencer for you, a lovely lady coming in from one of my favorite cities in the whole United States, Atlanta, Georgia. She wasn't born there, but that's where she lives now. Say hello to Sharon Clear.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Well, let's get started at the beginning. You're a fashionista, and you are an influencer on Instagram, and you're doing amazing things. Before we get to that, I want to know little 4-year-old Sharon, when she was padding around the house in her mommy's high heels, asking for a little purse to accessorize. What was I mean, I did that too. I loved it. We all really? Have to play dress up. Let's talk about your dress up days.
Oh my goodness. I was such a girly girl. Loved anything that had to do with the dresses. I never really wore shorts. Even as a little girl, yeah. I had my little purse. I would go to church with my grandma and sit on her lap. Yes. I've been a fashionista my whole life. Love that. Yeah. I remember asking for my purse. My mom was like, what are you putting in it? I had my crayon. I had my coloring book. I had my gum in it. I had everything. It started from there, that 4 and 5-year-old Sharon, for sure.
Absolutely. After that, as we grow, we're going through school. Now you go and you start to work at a retail store and you're turning everybody to the latest trends. Does this make my butt look big?
But even before the retail store, I was shopping. And I remember when I was 12, 13, I told my mom, Mom, I want to go to the thrift store. I want something different because all the kids are wearing the same thing. I want to look different.
Wow.
So I'm going to a thrift store, 12 and 13. It wasn't like it is now. Thrifting is huge now. I wanted to go, so I would go and get these pieces and cut them up and make them my own little thing. So it started from there. And then I started working in high school and with all the ladies, okay. The older ladies would come in and I helped dress.
What store was it? Can you say?
I worked at several different stores. I worked at shoe stores. I worked at the Limited. Remember the Limited?
Yes, I worked at the Limited too. The Livingston Mall in New Jersey. I did.
Did you?
I was in high school. Yes.
Oh my God. Limited. I worked at Banana Republic. The Limited for a long time, but Limited right.
They had great stuff.
Oh my God. I don't know if it's even still a store.
I don't know either. I don't, well,
yeah,
of course I wouldn't dress that way.
They're under like Banana Republic Express and I think, right. I don't know who else. But yeah, I worked at the Limited and that's where it all started.
Okay, so wait. So let's not gloss over one of the most important things you've said so far. And to me, that is thrifting. Okay, can we talk just for a second about it? Now, everybody thinks I'm crazy. They think I'm nuts. But I love Goodwill. I don't care what you say. I don't
God.
Because you know what? It is not your mother's Goodwill.
It's not your mother's Goodwill.
It has changed so much.
Oh my God. It's so organized. They have everything categorized by color, mm-hmm. but it's way more than a Goodwill now. You have the Salvation Army, you have all the little mom and pop, and a lot of them are for charity and just
But how fun is it?
It's such
about
a fun
how fun thing. It is to know that you're saving that amount of money.
Right, but so many people don't like it. Yeah. They think, oh, I can't.
No, yeah, I could never wear a skirt now.
Because it does take patience.
It's crazy. Yeah, it does. It takes a little patience. And I don't have a lot of time to do that sort of thing. But when I do, people say, what do you do for fun? I go to Goodwill. And that's the God's honest truth. I do. I go, and here's the deal. There are a couple of different things. First of all, the money that you save. Senior citizens, much like myself, every Tuesday, we get 25% off. You're not there yet, but I do. Every other Saturday, everything in the store is 50% off. Okay. I'm just saying. So already it's cheap, and then 50% off of cheap is not bad. It's not a bad deal at all. And here's the other thing. And I don't know if you touch upon this, but we're making too many clothes. We're ruining the planet with all the fabrics that
are
making.
It's too many.
There is an overpopulation of clothing, and it sounds like a joke, and it's not. It's the truth.
It's reality. I've never heard anybody say it like that, but you're so right.
Yeah.
It's too many clothes. Yeah. It's almost like it's recycling, too. Mm-hmm. The same things were made
in the 50s. That's exactly right. And so from a sustainable, eco-green standpoint, you can look it up because it's really a thing. People aren't really talking about it.
Yeah.
We are making far too much in the way of clothing. Then, of course, we could go on to all the sweatshops and that sort of thing, and that's a whole other chapter of clothing. I just really think that, certainly I'm not sponsored by Goodwill or anyone else, but it is a lot of fun, and it's not just about clothing. You can find a lot of other things there as well, but I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to deny that I have found a few things, not much, but a few things there.
Yeah. It's a scavenger hunt for sure, but you can find unique finds. I don't have a lot of time, like you said earlier, to do it like I used to, but I'm going to find the time because it's just way too much. I need to recycle for sure.
Everybody, we are in the limelight with Sharon Clear, and we've got a lot more to learn about this lovely lady. So don't go away. Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
back in the limelight with Shannon Clear. And right before we went to break, she said something that I want to ask her about. And that is, I don't have the amount of time that I used to. What we haven't touched upon is that Sharon is also a single mom of three. So that in and of itself, all you lady entrepreneurs out there know what that feels like. What's your typical day look like? How do you get through the day with your three children? How old are they?
Well, my kids are older. My life is a little different now. When they were smaller, I was more attentive. What I do is I get up, I work out every morning. When I get home from the gym, my son goes to school. I go on with my day, my 9 to 5, and then I'm blogging when I get home. So I'm like a 16-hour
day. Say, your 9 to 5 is more like 5 in the morning to 11 at night. I'm just guessing, but I think you're being kind to yourself.
But it's just that time management. I use every weekend working on my business, enjoying the kids or traveling or whatever. But it's a challenge sometimes.
All right, so let's get into the transition then from the limited when you were working in the shop and helping people pick out clothing and brucing them up and getting them all stylized. What was the next step? Did it just happen that you became an Instagram influencer with these 60,000 followers? Or did you really go, you know what? I want to be an Instagram influencer.
Well, you know, it was one of those things, Clarissa, where I put off so long. In 2013, I wanted to just blog about stuff, being a mom, I am divorced, starting over. I wanted that, but I was so afraid. I had no idea where to start. Sure. So one day I just said, I'm looking on Instagram. I can do this. I love fashion. This comes naturally for me. It's effortless to put clothing together, put things together. So I just started. I posted one picture. I was so afraid. I got 50 likes or 20 likes or something.
You got hooked.
Yes. But then I stopped. And then I'm like, okay, this is what I love. One post led to another. And here I am now.
I mean, take a look at the gorgeousness that this lady is putting in. I don't know if you go out location hunting or do you go, oh, a pink set of stairs. I must come back in my flowy gown and take a picture.
Sometimes, Clarissa, believe it or not, I just drive to a spot, my photographer, and there's my outfit in my car.
You're dressed in the car.
Yeah, I'm dressed in the car back and forth.
I've done that a million times. I want these. I want those right there. Put in my order, please.
But that one, I just pull up. That's an old truck on the side of a building. Right. I just happen to have a dress in the car. I'd never been to these places. Right. Some of these I've never seen before in my life.
Look, everybody, gorgeous you are. Gorgeous everything else that you're wearing. By the way, Array of Face is the name of her Instagram handle.
Array of Faces.
You love
like all
color.
Those locations. Some of them I have no idea. I kind of pull up and here you go. We're taking pictures here today.
And don't you love that too?
It's the spur of the moment type of thing. Yeah. And sometimes I'll go out and scout locations, but typically it's okay, we're going to shoot in this area of the city and boom.
All right. Now just hold on one sec. I'm not going anywhere until everybody sees this. She found a mural, a beautifully multicolored, vibrant mural somewhere in Atlanta and stopped. The funny part of it is the clothes that she's wearing are the same exact color of the mural.
So I mean, just Clarissa, that location, I'm going to tell you, that's on the side of a liquor store.
Yeah, but the tell me where you're getting these gorgeous clothes from.
Yeah, that was from ASOS. I get things from like certain people send me like the picture you just showed. One of my friends from Africa sent me the pants.
Okay,
that's from Africa.
Okay, yeah, I have to have that.
It's a beautiful dress. Okay, that picture you see with the wide legs, the pink. Oh my God, that she sent me those from Nigeria. And that little organza top is from Zara. So I just kind of put stuff together.
That's cool. Yeah, this is just off the charts. That is unbelievable.
You like that, Dre? Yeah.
Wow, that is extraordinary. I'm so glad I was going to be able to interview you and get a little bit more of a lowdown on how this all comes about. And in the sense that, let me go to break. I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just so enthralled with the pictures at the moment. I can't concentrate. Just everybody, we're in the limelight with Sharon Clear. You got to go to her Instagram. You've got to check it out. Array of Faces. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order. Promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customer's data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, there's no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit and credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Kerry Flanders, 480-246-6464, or Flanders at firstdirectfinancial.com.
One of the things that I love to put into my shake every morning is Life Enriched Berry Greens. I've been using it for a really long time. I'm loving the optimal results. It just improves overall health. It's a powerful source of antioxidants. It helps with your digestive, colon support. It helps to strengthen your immune support, balances your healthy pH levels. It boosts vitality and energy. And I absolutely love the fact that it's only 35 calories a serving. It's low in carbs and it tastes great. You're going to want to go over to clarissaburt.shop under Feel Good and take a look at Life Enrich Berry Greens. Do it now. You're going to thank me.
Wow. I am overjoyed. I'm enthralled. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. The colors, please. Another mural on the side of a wall, I guess.
Yes. Yes. That's a restaurant.
Let's get the progression of, I really love this and I can do this and I write and I love fashion. So let me just start doing a thing here. Tell me what happens after that.
I continue to post. This is all the while I'm doing my 9-to-5 and I just loved it. I got involved with the audience and I met so many people. A lot of these people I have never met before personally. I just connected with so many awesome women who love things that I love. So
it just online on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. So it gave me motivation just to continue with the DMs, the emails, the conversation in posts. So I just continued. I started and then brands started reaching out to me and here I am now. It's been amazing.
Okay, wait a minute. You say brands. Hold on. I'm going to say yes. Brands like Tresemme, Aerie.
Aerie is in the mall.
Aveeno. Hello. Yes. Vici Dolls, Walgreens, GoDaddy, Roku, and IHG Hotels and Resorts, may I just say. I mean, talk about hashtag girl boss.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I'm working on a collaboration with The Gap now, with The True Religion. It's been so exciting. Yeah.
I'm thinking you've seen religion. You're touching it. You're physically touching it. This is crazy.
It's really crazy.
Never saw that coming.
Right. I was just doing it for fun. This is something that I love doing. Like I said earlier, it was effortless for me. It was just fun.
It's funny too, because I go to a lot of events and I've heard so many times very successful entrepreneurs say, do whatever it is that you would do for free.
Absolutely.
To make money. Whatever it is that you love enough that you would do it for free.
Yes.
That's your sweet spot. That's where you need to be navigating. That's where you need to be working, right?
Yes.
And that's what you did. And it's just crazy.
It's crazy. But in between my fashion, I have to tell you, when I graduated from college, when I got my degree and I started, I wanted to teach as well. I've always wanted to do education. Well, I started in mass communications, wanted to follow Oprah, wanted to do the whole, all the television stuff. But then I ended up teaching. I was a college professor for 5 years.
Wow. Teaching?
I taught business courses. I just recently resigned from doing that when this took off. Just last year. Yeah. So I was doing that in the midst of my kids and trying to do things. But yeah, so that was fun. Now it's in a different level of teaching.
When we were on break, you were explaining to me that a lot of the clothing that I was showing here was coming in from Africa. How did that hookup happen?
Well, I just meet different people on Instagram. They'll either message me and say, oh my God, I have this new line coming out, or I've had this one particular person I love and she has amazing style. So she started her clothing line. So a lot of the things come from her. Different people send me different things, and it's been amazing. I love the African style. Yeah.
That hat you have to have. It's glorious. I'm so sorry for the people on the podcast that are not seeing what I see. But again, everybody go to Array, A-R-R-A-Y of O-F faces. And that's where you were going to find Sharon on Instagram. Go ahead, hon. What were you saying?
Well, yeah, that's my hashtag. And also you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. Same thing, Array of Faces.
Oh my Lord. Or you
what
can
you
find
saying,
her.
Now?
Or you can find her on the streets of Atlanta. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it. This is where
you find me shooting on the side of the road.
Best work, everybody, on the streets of Atlanta. I'm just saying, because holy smoking tobacco, look at that, how gorgeous. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, okay, now we know where to find you. What do you see happening or foresee if you had a magic wand? In 5 years' time, where do you want to be?
Oh, my goodness. I want to be on television. I would love to be in commercials. I love to do acting. Just a household name. I would want people to know who I am. Television appearances, different events. But
and you
yeah.
want to be famous for?
Inspiring women to do what they love.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I love.
Women starting over to not give up and to do what you love pretty much.
Is this rude? I keep looking at your
face. You're looking down.
Well, you're just talking and I'm
asking. I know, right? I know.
Looking at this is so beautiful. I mean, I can't give you enough in the way of compliments. And look, I've been in the industry for a very long time of photography and models and fashion and makeup and beauty and all those sorts of things. And you, my love, are doing an extraordinary job.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Well, I wish you much more continued success. We've told everybody how to find you. And that is one more time. We're going to say Array of Faces, A-R-R-A-Y-O-F-F-A-C-E-S. That's where you're going to find Sharon Clear. Anything else you'd like to add in closing?
No, just to follow me. And I hope you're inspired.
I think we are. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks everybody for stopping by and listening to this episode of In the Limelight podcast. And I'd like to give a very special shout out to my audio engineers, Kat Rivera and Trey Brancamonte. Don't forget to follow me on social. On Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official, and pretty much everywhere else, you can find me under Clarissa Burt. Be sure to stop over to clarissaburt.com and sign up for my newsletter, and you will be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight media. And you'll also be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight magazine that comes out quarterly. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. And a very special thanks to the In the Limelight podcast sponsors, Inspired News Radio, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and Clarissa Travel Club. Until next time, everybody, have a good one.